Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me this half hour. I've got some things I want to say. I want to talk to you about financial fundamentals. Don't glaze your eyes over. Don't put your hands over your ears. These are things that you must do. Must, non-negotiable. If you're going to be successful, you can play around without them and accidentally bump into one or two of these, and maybe last till your money runs out. But if you want to create a business that will sustain itself financially, you have to do these things. Regardless of the size of the business, the ultimate responsibility for success lies with the CEO. And if you're a small business owner, that's you. And the most critical CEO tasks are the knowledge and practice of the financial fundamentals. You know, statistics show that over half of small businesses fail within the first 4 years. And that's a sad fact, isn't it? But clearly that mortality would be reduced significantly if before any business opened, the founder was required to pass a course that taught these fundamentals I'm talking about and you had to operate with them. So if you could use a little help, or if you'd like, maybe you're wondering, are you doing the same fundamentals that I'm recommending? Let me talk about those a little bit. Let me identify 11 fundamentals. First, the CEO shouldn't do your own accounting, but you have to manage with regular statements. You have to have statements, financial reports. Balance sheet and profit statement, profit and loss statement. But you're not supposed to produce those yourself. I want you to get somebody else to do that, either in-house or out-house, either one of those. But you do need them, and you need them on a regular basis, preferably monthly, but absolutely no less than quarterly. Financial statements, you got to produce them, you got to manage them, manage with them. If you don't, folks, if you don't have those documents, those reports, You're basically driving down a one-way street the wrong way at night in a fog with no lights on. That's what happens if you're managing your business. This is my tough love for the moment, folks. That's all there is to it. You are absolutely have a death wish if you're not managing with balance sheet, profit loss, and cash flow, which I'll talk about a little bit later on. The second one is successful CEOs. Know that their gross profit margin is. They know what it is. They know what it needs to be. The margin needs to be. And what it is. They know that, okay, in any given month, my monthly expenses are $3,000 or $30,000. And so that means that after I sell something and pay for cost of goods sold, I've got to have that much at least just to break even. So if I've got a $10,000 monthly expense that I have to cover, and my sales this month are only covering half that, I need to know all that. And of course, part of that comes from your financial statements. You have to know what your margin needs to be, and you have to know what it is. And then of course you got to be able to do the percentages on whatever you're selling, so you can drive that gross profit. Gross profit, folks, what's in the middle line, not the top line or the bottom line, the middle line. That's a really important thing to keep up with. The next one, smart CEOs track monthly sales to expense ratios in order to know when to adjust spending. Like I was just talking about, you may be getting enough margin per sale, but you're not getting enough sales. You're not producing enough of the gross profit. You know, part of the problem with gross profit margin is you're not charging enough, that when you make a sale, you can incrementally pay your bills, or you're not making enough sales at the right profit margin. And of course, the worst scenario is when you don't have enough sales and your margin is low. So you've got to track those sales to expense ratios so you know how to adjust spending. Savvy CEOs monitor inventory levels against projected sales, receivables, and cash. Inventory is cash, is your cash. It's sitting there. You might think of it as cash that's deteriorating because it's getting obsolete and it's being pilfered and et cetera. So, but you got to manage your inventory against the amount of business you're doing and adjust. Don't order a bunch of stuff if things are slow. And if things are going well, make sure you're ordering the right stuff. Real CEOs now know how to calculate accounts receivable days and accounts payable days. And they understand the relationship between the two and the impact of that relationship on cash. Now, this is about as far into the weeds as I'm going to get with you. So don't glaze your eyes over too much on me. Accounts receivable days is the amount of days that takes you to collect from a customer. So if the average time that you collect money from a customer that you've given credit happens 30 days after the average sale, then that's a 30 day accounts receivable days. Your accounts receivable days are 30. But if your customers, if your vendors require you to pay them, and the average of that is 15 days, then your days payable are 15. Which means that you're having to pay people 15 days sooner than you're collecting your money. This is huge, folks. This is how people go out of business. This is how people, I should say, succeed themselves out of business, because they don't understand about funding growth, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But days payable days, days receivable, accounts payable days, accounts receivable days, you need to know what those numbers are. And of course, this ties in with your capitalization strategy. Disciplined CEOs develop a capitalization strategy that blends retained earnings with short-term and long-term capital sources like bank debt. And that capitalization strategy includes knowing how you have to fund growth. So when you're upside down on your days receivable and days payable, the capitalization strategy will help you serve that. Quick break, more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.